Things are about to get festive. Sudbury Performance Group is opening its inaugural one-act festival this weekend at Thornlow University. We have chosen four uniquely entertaining productions that are all being helmed by female directors, a first for Sudbury Performance Group, said Sudbury Performance Group President Mark Manisto, in a press release. All four shows will be performed in one evening on March 10 and 11 at Thornlow University. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Tickets cost $22 each. Purchase tickets online here. The shows. At Home, by Conrad Bromberg. At Home is an antic and revealing short comedy. A young actor, cued by his wife, is struggling to learn his lines in a new play. Inevitably, their attention wanders, and before long they are deep in a discussion of sex and role-playing, with alarming results. What began casually moves briskly toward ultimatum and confrontation, and both are stunned to realize that their relationship, if it is to continue, will demand a great deal more understanding and concern from each of them than they have heretofore contributed. Her Only Customer, by Celia McBride. A waitress psychoanalyzes her only customer, an uptight businesswoman with a dark side. Boxed In, by Julia Lederer, Beatrice and Kate are surprised and alarmed to find that their best friend Jackie has decided to move into a cardboard box on a major street. As the play progresses, what begins as funny becomes awkward and then isolating, as Jackie struggles to maintain her relationship with her friends, but remains determined to stay inside the box. Dear Ray, by Peter Paylor. Dear Ray is an actor's dream, an emotional roller coaster that brings audiences to their feet after every performance. Nadine is a widow. Ray left her with an antique store full of ghosts that she never once wanted any part of. Now she's stuck with it. Stuck in Rosewood. On her own. Sure, Omer Grimes is handy to have around and he has a certain charm. Even though he's been trying to see what's under Nadine's overalls since far too soon after Ray passed away, and he still lives with his parents, in the basement, which he manages to pull off as charming and not nearly as pathetic as one would expect. Nadine isn't interested, or is she? Why else would she be jealous of Essie Mae Beck, who does shiatsu massage? And we all know what that means.